Yes, hello and welcome to another edition of Talk and Flicks, the podcast. Everything from the big screen, what's happening in Goss, some new releases as well. I'm JT, joined by the guy in the know at the Forum 6, Mr. Lee. Hello.
Hello, JT. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you? How's the week
I've
been?
I've had a great week. It's the last week of school, just,
so yeah. Yeah, I know. Look, it's always nice to have the kids coming to check out new movies.
Oh, it is. And it's actually really fun to see grandparents bring their kids in and, you know, they're enjoying as much as what the grandkids are.
I used to love school holidays for the movies. I used to think it was so good. You know, and you'd always convince mum or dad to buy you the popcorn and the drink and the Maltesers, all the Skittles.
Yep, all the lollipop.
Yeah, all the lollipop, yeah. All the Choc Top. If you got very lucky, you got a Choc Top.
Yes. As a kid, yeah, I can remember the Choc Tops, yeah.
Oh, so much fun. So much fun. But yeah, only a few days left, so yeah, mate, I reckon this weekend, any kids that haven't been to the movies yet will be running in, so... and we're going to tell everyone what's happening at the Forum 6. Also, the Odeon 5 as well in Orange. So, hello to everyone in Orange, Wagga and Tamworth. And far and wide across the globe too, Mr. Lee, because it doesn't matter. Every time we launch one of our Talk and Flicks episodes, we get more international listeners. Which is
serious?
Yes. So, this week...
Where have we gone?
This week, we've gone to the USA. Last week. Yes, so we've got a couple of listeners in San Francisco. So hello, San Francisco.
Hello, San Francisco. And it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous city, the Golden Gate Bridge. Yep. And they know their movies in San Francisco as well. And also to Glenrock in Pennsylvania.
Wow. Hello, Glenrock.
Yeah, hello. So thank you for tuning in to Talk and Flicks. We talk everything movies and also Mr. Lee too. This week we are debuting a brand new segment and I know yeah, you're going to love this. Right, you're going to, cuz I want to see how good you are with your
this is going to be funny.
With your acting skills, movie-okey.
Look, can I just say when you sent this to me, I did not look at it because, listeners, listen to this. On the front page, it says, don't read until it's time to play ha-ha. So I thought, I'll just have a little sneak behind. It's a blank page. So you knew I was going to have a look.
I did. I did know.
And I can look, tell you safely, I've not looked.
I wasn't wrong. Well, that's okay. That's good because you'll get a big surprise at the end of... the podcast now. So basically, it's like karaoke, but with movies. So, Mr. Lee, we're going to act out a scene from a movie, and then it's up to our listeners to decipher which movie it is, let us know, and someone is going to score themselves a double pass to see a movie of their choosing at one of our great cinemas.
Oh, how good is that?
But it depends. I mean, if the acting's not great, then it could be a bit harder. The challenge level could be quite high.
It could be very difficult for the listener.
Who knows? We could get an acting job out of this if it all goes well.
Yeah. Hey, remember that day we were talking to Jocelyn Morehouse?
Oh, yes.
The dressmaker. You know, we asked her back then.
Yeah, but remember, she didn't have a role for us, and then she wanted to make us the Gaff Boys, and I still do not understand. She couldn't see good talent when it was staring her right there in the face. So, yeah, unfortunately, we didn't get a big break, but we have the chance this week. So stick around for Movie-okey. It'll be coming up before the end of the podcast. Mr. Lee, let's get into new movies this week. And I think, without a doubt, the movie to go and see is The Fall Guy.
Yes. Now, this is a new action comedy drama brought to us by David Leitch. Now, he's directed Bullet Train, Atomic Blonde, two great movies, and it stars Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt, and you were lucky enough to see it pre-release.
Yes. Yeah, I got to see it on Tuesday, which was great. So, a couple of days before it came out. And I know last week I gave Ryan Gosling a bit of a serve.
Yes, you did.
Only because when we found out the potential actors that they could have chosen for this role, we're talking Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, even Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
I'm thinking it's an action movie. You want someone like that in there. Ryan Gosling, a bit of a pretty boy.
Yep.
In Barbie, you know, that's that's what we're talking about.
He's never going to live that down.
No, he won't. He won't. But, you know, you can see why they put him in that movie, because he played the perfect Ken. So
yes.
How would he go in a movie like this as Colt Seavers after going and seeing it? I don't think anyone else could have done it. I really
Serious?
Don't.
Mm. How
yeah.
good is that?
Yeah, he was spectacular. I mean, I think the chemistry he had with Emily Blunt, I think, worked really well too. Also alongside Aaron Taylor actress. Johnson,
who Bond,
yeah, who plays yep. Tom Ryder in the film. So it was a fantastic movie. Now let's go and have a listen to the Fall Guy.
This film has everything.
Everything? Do you want to make out or?
Nope. Oh, yes.
This does not seem safe.
Getting tangled in exposition. Minerals.
Oh. What's an ice crime?
Are you saying ice cream or ice crime?
Ice crime.
Okay, it's just with your accent, it's hard. I'm not reporting an ice cream.
Yes, no, I get that.
Okay.
You're like sexy bacon.
What is this?
You know?
You need carbs!
What are you doing?
Just chilling down.
You've been crying to Taylor Swift.
Doesn't everyone?
Too good.
Oh, hey, as we know, it was filmed in Australia. How good it was the Aussie policeman there.
Oh, so good. And New South Wales police too. So,
oh,
so good.
I just love that part.
Yeah, to me, I obviously lost it where he's sitting in the car, he's listening to Taylor Swift, he's crying. Oh, look, just so good. And there's also a scene as well in the movie where he can't get into his hotel room and he gets frustrated with the swipe card. Oh, look, hilarious. And look, films in Sydney too, which I think really, like, as Aussies and you know, Sydney being such an iconic city, and you're getting to see it all in that movie, whether it's on the Harbour Bridge or when they shot scenes on the Sydney Opera House steps. As you said, seeing our Aussie coppers in the movie as well. Yeah, look, spectacular job. And so many funny parts. It goes for about 2 hours, so you get your value out of the movie, definitely. But if you love car chases, you love explosions, humorous fights, then you're going to love this movie. Out of 5 Chock Tops, Mr. Lee?
Yeah, what'd you give it?
I'm going to give it 3.5, close to 4. That's pretty damn good.
That is very good for you.
Well, look, if it's going to get a 5, it's going to be a JT movie. It's going to be a horror, highly likely, I'd say. It's going to blow me away. But look, fantastic movie. And if you haven't seen it yet, which it's only brand new, so you probably haven't, I think that's going to be on the cards.
Oh, that's good. Tell me, did you see Lee Majors?
Yes, very happy.
Because we know, because he played the original Colt Seavers. The 1981 movies.
And that's a bit of history there, and that really sets it up. So, no, look, fantastic movie, and, yeah, definitely worth it, worthwhile going and seeing. There's more great movies out this week too, Mr. Lee. I'm surprised you didn't go see Abigail, because I thought you might have, look, given the
I
fact that...
I keep telling you, each week, I don't like horrors.
Oh, dear, but
and you can't drag me to one.
Oh,
just can't do it.
What's the reaction been at the cinemas this week with that movie? Because I'd imagine they'd be piling in to see it.
Yeah, they've actually really enjoyed it. They said it was very, very scary.
Very scary. Yeah, I've got to say that's probably more up my alley. Yes. But something up your alley is a bit of tennis in Challengers.
Yeah, I caught up with that this week. And I actually really enjoyed it. It's probably something that I wouldn't take little kids to, even though it is M-rated, but Zendaya, she played the part. There was a couple of scenes that I just went, wow. There was a tennis ball that was hit towards us. I ducked. And, you know, if that was in 3D, that would have been good. And there was this other scene that you felt like you were the tennis ball and you're being hit over the net. backwards and forwards.
Well, that's not going to get you in. I don't know what is it. How awesome would that be?
Yeah, and it was actually very well done in the way they would go back in time, because they're all friends very young. And yep. then when they went forward in 20, 25 years forward, they would just, yeah.
Well, Zendaya got professional training for that movie. Like, yeah. she did it show off in the movie? Like, could you see that she... Did. Yeah, okay, yeah. that's yeah. good.
The whole three of them looked like they were professionals.
Did you take your wife, Wendy? Did Wendy go along to watch this one?
Well, I asked her if she would like to, and I was going to shout her and shout her a choc top. But no, she didn't make it.
No, you got blown off?
Yeah, so I had to go watch it by myself.
Jeez, Mr. Lee, that's rough.
It is rough.
That's rough. What did you do?
And I had a date night all organised.
Wow, what did you do? What did you do wrong? What happened?
I don't know.
Oh,
one
Wendy.
Day I'll find out.
Oh, Wendy, he's trying hard. He's really trying. He was going to shout you to the movies, all right?
Exactly. And a choc top.
Exactly. And those choc tops are bloody damn good. I'd go just for the choc top. Kung Fu Panda 4, which is also out, perfect for the school holidays, whether you're mum and dad, you're a grandparent, you're trying to find a movie to take the kids to go and see.
And Awkwafina is brilliant.
And Poe.
Love the movie.
Yes. Godzilla, Kong, The New Empire, and Ghostbusters. If you love your nostalgia, you've watched every movie of Ghostbusters in the franchise, then you've got to keep up to date with this one too.
And it's so good to see the old crew back in. And they mix so well with the new crew.
Yeah, very, very good. So, Ghostbusters, New Empire. Now, Mr. Lee, we like going around the world. We're going to do our top fives now. We'll see what's making top five movies in certain countries. And I think with our new fan following in the US of A, I think it's only fair that we take a look at the top five movies in the USA this week.
No worries. Let's do it. Number five was Spy X Family Code, white. Number four was The Ministry, is it Ungentleman Warfare?
That's exactly right. I'm glad. Good to see that the rehearsal went well for you, Mr. Lee. I thought...
Number three was Godzilla, Kong, The New Empire. Number two was Abigail. And number one for the USA... Civil War.
So, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, that's one that we haven't seen come our way yet?
No. Can I tell you what the story is happening with?
Mm.
No studio has picked it up in Australia yet.
Ah,
so
okay.
So we're waiting for that.
Right.
So as soon as they pick it up, we'll be able to play it.
Spy Family Code White, we're getting that one. That's another week away. Yeah, yep. Sweet. And Abigail, obviously, good to see in there with Godzilla as well. So what's the top five, Mr. Lee, for San Francisco and Glenrock?
I'm going to have a look. I'm sure it would be that. I'm sure.
Yeah, well, as you can see, Mr. Lee's done his research as usual. That's okay. That's okay.
Next week. I'll
just make sure I mark that one down. Well,
I don't get paid this week, is that what the trouble is? Mm.
You've been a bad boy, all right? No choc top for you. But though you make them, that's fine. Now, you can give us a top five for Oz, though.
Yes, I certainly can. Number five was Civil War. Number four was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Number three, Challengers. Number two, Godzilla Kong, The New Empire. And number one, before I say it, Mr. T, you predicted this last week.
I did, didn't I?
And
yes.
Yes. It's Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah, no surprises. No surprises.
No surprise.
School holiday time and the kids are getting out to see a movie. And if they don't like Civil War or Challenges, which, as you said, it's probably not the best movie
for
kids.
Not for the young, for kids. Yeah.
So Kung Fu Panda 4, definitely the way to go. So that is your top five for Australia. Now, in news around the forum and the Odeon 5, as we head towards May the 4th be with you, we're sort of going back to like our Star Trek-y type days, but this time it's Star Wars.
Yes, and look, this is so exciting, and I can't stress so enough saying this is such a big thing for Disney to allow these to be on the big screen. So on May the 4th, we'll have episodes 4, 5, 6, which are the original, and then on May the 5th, which is Revenge of the 5th, it'll have episodes 1, 2, and 3.
There you go. So if you love Star Wars, if you're a Star Wars buff, and a lot of people are. They've got the Star Wars characters, they've got the posters and every single movie, and the Star Wars theme song. Oh,
you
just
know
hear
it's
it now.
Away, don't you?
Just hear it now. So iconic. So, and if you are in Tamworth and you feel like spending the whole night with Mr. Lee, well then there you go. Now's your chance.
And can I say the best thing about this? Each of our sites are doing. If you go to all six movies, you'll get them go for $10 each. So it's $60 to watch all six on the big screen.
God, that's good.
That is
God,
great.
That's good.
And you can only get that from the box office.
So go into your cinema and make sure you grab your tickets. Time's running out because it's not this coming weekend, the weekend after.
No, correct. Bring, it'll be here before we know it.
Certainly will be. So, get your Star Wars fix. Now, opening up next week at the cinemas, coming to a cinema near you, Freud's Last Session, which Anthony Hopkins.
And Matthew Goody. And then we just talked about Spy X Family Code. And then something you're going to enjoy, JT.
Oh, yes.
Tarot.
Yes, yes. Based around tarot readings, horror, obviously, evil. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that. We'll save it. We'll talk more about that next week. But if Abigail has blown your socks off and you want to go to the next level in horror, tarot will do it for you. Yeah. And we'll have more about that next week.
And there's also a thrill action crime movie called Boy Kills World.
Bill Skarsgård for that one. Yes. Yeah. So, again, those movies are coming your way next week. Thriller action. It's sounding good, Mr. Lee. I think we're in good hands for the next couple of weeks.
I think we certainly are, especially with Star Wars coming up and those. I think we're going to be very good.
Yeah, no better time to get to the movies. Well, if you want to go for free, now could very well be your chance, Mr. Lee, because it is time for Movie-Oki.
Oh, how good is that? I can open this and read.
All right. Don't read it too quick. Okay. So this is how it's going
to play. Am I allowed to open it?
Hold on. Just hold on 1 second. So what we're going to do is we're going to set the scene. We're going to deliver. We've got a script. Mr. Lee will play a character. I will play a character. We'll act it out. And then you've just got to let us know which movie it is. And if you get it correct and you are one of the chosen ones, we'll hook you up with a double pass to go and see a movie of your choosing.
And it's very easy to actually send in the email. All you do is click on the link on our website or on the Odeon Fives, and it'll take straight to the email, and you just write the answer and press send.
There you go. Easy peasy. Very you could easy. Be score yourself a double pass for a free movie. All right, Mr. Lee, I think you're first up, so you get to go first.
Oh, am I? Okay,
yep, so let turn me the open. Page, and let's rip in.
And I haven't even started, and I've just said laughing. Was that good?
That was great. All right. Okay. Let's see.
Let's go.
Okay. Do not stuff this up, all right?
Oh, God.
A lot's riding on this, okay?
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go. It's quite proper, I assure you. This is the sitting room. Will this light do? Don't artists need good light?
That is true. I am not used to working in such horrible conditions. Hey, Monet!
Do you know his work?
Of course. Look at his use of colour here. Isn't he great?
I know, it's extraordinary. Cal insists on lugging his hideous thing around everywhere.
Should we be expecting him anytime soon?
Not as long as the cigars and brandy hold out.
That's nice. What is it? A sapphire?
It's a diamond. A very rare diamond. Jack, I want you to draw me... Sorry. Jack, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls wearing this.
All right.
Wearing only this. I've now worked out what we're to start. And maybe I should have been talking with a lady's voice.
I think you should.
Oh, God.
All right.
I hope people got that.
If you think you know what movie it is, again, Mr. Lee, where do you go?
Just go to the Forum 6 Cinema website or the Odeon 5 website. And when you click on Talking Flicks Podcasts, click here. And then there's here, click to enter our weekly competition.
That was awful. That was just awful, Mr. Lee.
Oh, that was terrible. Maybe I need the heads up that I need to go in a lady's voice or something.
Oh, I don't think we'll be getting another out of this. We'll see whether or not it comes back next week. But yeah, if you think you know which movie it is, you just got to tell us which movie. Leave your details. And Mr. Lee, we're going to hook somebody up with a double pass. Now, the good thing is, too, you've got a little while to get the entry in, obviously, till about Wednesday.
Yes, correct. So you've got from today till Wednesday, and then we'll pick someone randomly, and then we'll email them back and let you know.
That is Wednesday, May 1, too. Pinch and a punch for the first of the month. And we'll close...
Getting quick for being so quick.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll close the lines there at about 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, 1st of May. And then we'll let you know if you've scored yourself a double pass. We'll give you a shout-out, too, on the show next week.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry, that was really bad reading.
Well, look, I knew that if I gave the script to you too early, you'd rehearse it too well, and it had to be natural.
Yeah, you try too hard. I would have rehearsed.
Yes, yeah. I do know that, and yeah, so this is why I thought this is more right up your alley. Hey, a massive thank you to the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth, Noted in 5 Cinema in Orange. You can hop on their websites, forum6.com.au and odeon5.com.au for all your movie info and what's playing. And Mr. Lee, you can always get your talk and flicks fix, anything in movies with the podcast out every Friday.
It certainly is. And it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio.
Overcast as well, I believe. Yeah. So wherever you get your podcasts, you can hop on there and grab us, and we will be back again next Friday with more in movies. Mr. Lee, what's on for the weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually going to watch a movie again.
Oh, you don't say.
And it's going to be The Fall Guy.
Has to be. You'll love it. You'll love it. You'll have a good laugh.
I can't wait to watch it.
You don't want to go and watch the movie we just acted out? yeah, it's a classic movie.
What is it?
I'm not going to give too much away. I'm sure everyone knows what it is.
I hope they do.
Well, look, you have a lovely week, Mr. Lee, and everyone else.
You too, Jay.
We will catch you next Friday for more Talkin' Flicks.
Bye for now.